Part 1. You will hear a man describing a series of books. For each question, put a tick in the correct box.
We'll start today's show by looking at a few of the best-selling books that have been released this last month. For all science fiction fans, The Planet Wars is an extraordinary story of a war between man and plants from other planets, set in the 27th century. Despite such an unlikely setting, the story actually develops very interestingly, and I enjoyed being caught up in the clever story and needing to know what was going to happen next. If you are looking for a good comedy, maybe you should avoid A Long Way Home, a bright idea about a family on a 400-mile trip across the country. Unfortunately, it turns into an over-lengthy drag, almost 500 pages in all. The jokes were not bad, but there was too much quantity, even for this usually successful writer. A Modern Love Story, Catch a Dream, is a groundbreaking tale set in the streets of London. Ali and Jane have to go through a hard street world to be together, but don't expect a magical ending. The depth of the characters' feelings, both happy and dark throughout this unpredictable novel, is highly original and absorbing for the reader. House of Fear is the third book in the series, which follows the war between rival vampire tribes. However, when one side tries to awaken Dracula to lead them, a group of scientists and university students are caught in the middle of the battle. Can they save the world? This is well worth a read for all horror fans. A World of Stories is a unique collection of 40 children's stories from around the world. While there will be many familiar favourites such as Snow White and Cinderella, every reader will find something new, whether it's from Europe, Asia, or Africa. For anyone interested in classical literature, a new biography, The Real Shakespeare, tries to give new ideas about how Shakespeare got inspiration when writing. Some interesting opinions, but for me, they are mostly theoretical. I am not convinced this book is based on real evidence and would not suggest it be taken too seriously.
Now listen again.
We'll start today's show by looking at a few of the best-selling books that have been released this last month. For all science fiction fans, The Planet Wars is an extraordinary story of a war between man and plants from other planets, set in the 27th century. Despite such an unlikely setting, the story actually develops very interestingly, and I enjoyed being caught up in the clever story and needing to know what was going to happen next. If you are looking for a good comedy, maybe you should avoid A Long Way Home, a bright idea about a family on a 400-mile trip across the country. Unfortunately, it turns into an over-lengthy drag, almost 500 pages in all. The jokes were not bad, but there was too much quantity, even for this usually successful writer. A Modern Love Story, Catch a Dream, is a groundbreaking tale set in the streets of London. Ali and Jane have to go through a hard street world to be together, but don't expect a magical ending. The depth of the characters' feelings, both happy and dark throughout this unpredictable novel, is highly original and absorbing for the reader. House of Fear is the third book in the series, which follows the war between rival vampire tribes. However, when one side tries to awaken Dracula to lead them, a group of scientists and university students are caught in the middle of the battle. Can they save the world? This is well worth a read for all horror fans. A World of Stories is a unique collection of 40 children's stories from around the world. While there will be many familiar favourites such as Snow White and Cinderella, every reader will find something new, whether it's from Europe, Asia, or Africa. For anyone interested in classical literature, a new biography, The Real Shakespeare, tries to give new ideas about how Shakespeare got inspiration when writing. Some interesting opinions. But for me, they are mostly theoretical. I am not convinced this book is based on real evidence and would not suggest it be taken too seriously.
Now turn to part two. You will hear someone talking on the radio about taxis and private hire vehicles in London. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space.
Travelling by taxi or private hire is one of the most flexible ways to travel around London. Services operate across the capital 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, subject to local availability. All taxis and private hire operators take cash, and some accept credit and debit cards. Historically, taxis have been referred to as black cabs, even though many are not black. These are the only vehicles that should be stopped on the street or picked up at cab ranks, although taxis can also be booked in advance through a telephone service. Taxi fares have been simplified. Fares depend on three things: the time of day, the distance travelled, and time taken. There are three different tariffs for the time of day. 1 mile would cost you about £4 on tariff 1, £4.60 on tariff 2, and about £5.20 on tariff 3. The first applies from Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. The second tariff is from Monday to Friday between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m, as well as Saturday and Sunday 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. The third comes into effect every night between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. and on public holidays. In London, there are over 24,000 licensed taxi drivers, all of whom have to pass certain tests. Complete background criminal record checks are carried out, as well as a full medical examination and an exam-style test of their knowledge of London streets. They must know all London's major roads and the quickest ways to certain destinations. Private hire vehicles include both limousines and chauffeur services, or minicabs as they are usually called, and have to be booked in advance, either by visiting a licensed operator's office or by telephone.
Now listen again.
Travelling by taxi or private hire is one of the most flexible ways to travel around London. Services operate across the capital 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, subject to local availability. All taxis and private hire operators take cash, and some accept credit and debit cards. Historically, taxis have been referred to as black cabs, even though many are not black. These are the only vehicles that should be stopped on the street or picked up at cab ranks, although taxis can also be booked in advance through a telephone service. Taxi fares have been simplified. Fares depend on three things: the time of day, the distance travelled, and time taken. There are three different tariffs for the time of day. 1 mile would cost you about £4 on tariff 1, £4.60 on tariff 2, and about £5.20 on tariff 3. The first applies from Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. The second tariff is from Monday to Friday between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m, as well as Saturday and Sunday 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. The third comes into effect every night between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. and on public holidays. In London, there are over 24,000 licensed taxi drivers, all of whom have to pass certain tests. Complete background criminal record checks are carried out, as well as a full medical examination and an exam-style test of their knowledge of London streets. They must know all London's major roads and the quickest ways to certain destinations. Private hire vehicles include both limousines and chauffeur services, or minicabs as they are usually called, and have to be booked in advance, either by visiting a licensed operator's office or by telephone.